The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, co-host, fellow realtor, and husband.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very good.
We also have a special guest with us today, Barbara McKnight. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. How are you, Jackie?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm swell.
Good.
I'm simply
good.
Swell.
We love to have you back. You've been here before. We've talked about property management, the topic of the day today, with you in the past, and we're going to do that. We're going to have a fabulous discussion. I just feel it. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been selling, listing, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at Dunmore Corners. It's interesting sometimes.
Very. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, jruddy.com, which is also mobile capable and friendly. Reading our website on your phone is possible. That's jruddy.com, jruddy.com. Check us out on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. We are proud to announce real estate veteran and associate broker Barbara McKnight has joined our team of dedicated realtors. She offers valuable insight, experience, and skill. She is also the broker owner of Home Point Property Management Company, and Barbara's here with us today to discuss property management. So Barbara, tell me, how long have you been doing real estate?
I was originally licensed in 1990 in California, so it's, what does that make it, 25-some years? It's been a very long time.
Yes, so you know your stuff, and you've been here in our area for how long?
About 15 years.
Okay, wonderful. Property management, what does it mean? Who can practice it? What is it all about? You're here to help us understand this topic.
Property management and property maintenance companies are two different things. There are many companies in this area that offer property management services, yet all they really do is maintenance on the property, broken windows, leaky faucets, that type of stuff, yard work, snow removal, and so forth. A property management company is usually a company that accepts rents on behalf of the owner, accepts security deposits, hold properties out for rent, credit reports, criminal background investigations, income verification, reference checking, and that kind of thing to make sure that the owner is actually getting a tenant that can pay the rent, has the wherewithal to do so, and will hopefully stay as long as they possibly can. There's no guarantee in owning an investment property, though.
So property management is the day-to-day dealings with the tenant. The manager, the property manager, accepts the rent. You mean collects the rent. Actively pursues and obtains the tenant and verifies and checks credit, employment, references, that sort of thing. Provides the lease?
Yes, we provide the lease. The lease has been approved by the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors and our local council. So it's all good as far as if an owner ran into a problem and had to evict somebody or someone had violated one of the terms of the lease. Yes, all of that has been thoroughly vetted.
So property maintenance companies, which are different than property management companies, they can provide services. So if a landlord collects their own rent, gets their own tenants, and deals with the day-to-day activities, but needs somebody to assist them with lining up contractors or workers to maintain the property. That's what that type of business offers?
That's what that type of business offers. But here in this area, they call themselves property managers. And there is a difference.
Yes.
To manage single-family homes in the state of Pennsylvania, you must be licensed by the Real Estate Commission. If you manage multifamily homes, that license is not necessarily required. But then you're trusting your rents to someone who isn't licensed and isn't being followed by an industry watchdog, per se, that oversees their trust account and what happens to the money once it's been collected, as our company is.
So there's guidelines that you have to adhere to as a property manager.
Yes.
Can all realtors do property management?
By virtue of license, yes, they can.
Do all realtors provide this service, or do all real estate offices provide this service?
Not all real estate offices provide it. Most of the realtors' offices in this area provide the seeking of the resident or tenant for the owner, and that's as far as they go. Once the owner has chosen a tenant for the property, their responsibility ends, and the owner either searches for a property management company who will take care of it from there on, or they collect the rents themselves, deal with the tenants daily on or weekly or monthly themselves, etc.
There's not a lot of property management companies in our area.
Not that provide the types of services that we do. No, there's probably only two others that I can think of.
Right. And it could be quite cumbersome. I mean, it's a full-time 24/7 task and job. That you provide.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Why should people consider property managers?
Well, in the city of Scranton, it's required that an investment owner has a local contact if they live outside of 20 miles away from the city. So in that instance, it's almost a requirement, but a relative or good friend can serve that purpose. Owners that are 100, 200, 300 miles away can't effectively manage their property. They can't drive by it on a regular basis. They can't see that there's more cars there than should be, perhaps pets that should not be, or other people or activities going on a regular basis that are in violation of their rental agreement. And by the time they realize it, a lot of times it's too late. The property perhaps has been damaged. There's the original tenant has left and they're stuck with someone that they don't know. The eviction process in that case is extremely difficult to go through because you don't have anything in writing with the people that are now living in the house. A property management company such as ours provides that kind of service. We survey all of our properties 2-3 sometimes even 4 times monthly. We check on the tenants. We do interior inspections, usually quarterly. We realize if there's a problem with the rent not being collected in a timely fashion. First, it started out that way. Now it's beginning to be later and later and later. That's an indication of a problem that needs to be investigated right away, not just, oh, thank God I got the rent this month.
You mentioned an excellent point that people that are out of town and they own properties locally, you know, they live quite a distance. They can't effectively manage a property day-to-day activities. However, we're seeing in the market, and you're a realtor, also you're an associate broker, and you do real estate, so therefore you list and sell real estate. And we all know the type of market we've been in. Local market has not come out of the downturn from years ago. We're still in it. We're still in a slump. Still a buyer's market. A lot of sellers out there can't and aren't seeing offers for one reason or another. Usually they think their property's worth more than what it can really receive.
Right.
They need more. They want more. Often that's what's driving the difference between their list price and what it can effectively sell for. So they're looking to rent out a property. And they're still in the area, but they've moved on into another type of house or maybe a different town or borough. So they're looking to rent out these properties. Are you seeing more people come to you that are residents of Lackawanna County or neighboring county?
Well, actually, most of our clients are outside that 20-mile limit for within the city of Scranton. We probably, a very small percentage of our customers are actually local. We have several clients in California. We have several that are in Florida that have taken the snowbird route, but permanently, and they were unable to sell their homes. But they had to move on because the job beckoned or the situation warranted that they go ahead and leave, and they were unable to sell, as you say. The market is still in a slump overall, and renting it is better than perhaps the ramifications that could affect their credit for letting it go into foreclosure or short sale. And those properties have surprisingly rented quite quickly. We also did not see the vacancy rate throughout the summer that we normally have. We only had a 1.5% vacancy rate throughout the entire summer, and that was through adding new properties as well that came to us vacant and then were rented within 30 to 60 days.
Let's talk about your screening process. What do you do as a property manager?
Every applicant that is over the age of 18, unless they're obviously a child of the couple that is, say, or the parent or adult that's renting the home, has to fill out a full credit application. There is a fee for that, and we run a full credit. We don't just pull the score. We run the entire credit report so we can see actual payment histories, any judgments that a person might have, who they owe, who they don't owe, how much do they owe, et cetera. We also do a complete criminal screening. We also do when the application is submitted, we require pay stubs or W-2s, copies of perhaps direct deposit, something that proves what their income is from the company they say they work for. We get the references from the current and most recent landlord, which is always important because if the current landlord wants them out for some reason or another, he's going to give them a glowing reference. The most previous landlord is going to tell the true story because they're not his tenants anymore. So it doesn't matter if they were great, he'll say so. If they were lousy, he'll say so. So we check with the current and most recent landlords. And get copies of driver's licenses so the people are who they say they are. And then put it all together as a package. And we discuss it with the owner. And as long as the income can support the rent and the credit is good and the references are good and there's no criminal history, then usually that's the tenant that we select.
Okay, very good. This is Barbara McKnight, broker owner of Home Point Management Company. She's also an associate broker with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. May I have your contact information for Home Point Management Company, please?
Certainly. Our new address, and we're very happy to be there, is at 111 West Drinker Street in Dunmore. The zip code is 18512, and we are located in the fabulous office at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Our telephone number is 570-341-7045, and you can call that number anytime, day or night, and your call will be returned.
Thank you, Barbara. Pat, would you like to review some listings, please?
Yes. We have a two-unit with a three-bedroom apartment and a one-bedroom apartment at 511 North Sumner Avenue in Scranton for only $79,000. This is an excellent chance to own a great house. The first floor has been remodeled with a new kitchen and hardwood floors. And on the second floor, that's where the three-bedroom apartment is. It has a fenced-in yard and plenty of off-street parking. That's a two-unit in good condition at 511 North Sumner Avenue in Scranton for only $79,000. And we also have a three-bedroom house at 103 South Irving Avenue in Scranton for only $59,000. This is a nice house for not a lot of money. It is close to the hospitals and downtown. The kitchen has been updated and all the appliances are included in the sale, including the washer and the dryer. It has a newer gas furnace, a nice shed in the yard, and it's really worth checking out. That's a three-bedroom home at 103 South Irving Avenue in Scranton for only $59,000, and that is listed by John Sokolowski of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have some Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for sold single-family homes in Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming counties for the last 30 days. What is the median sales price overall for all these single-family homes sold in the last 30 days? The median sales price is $125,000. And breaking down by bedrooms, number of bedrooms, a two-bedroom or less, the median sales price is $68,000. For three bedrooms, the median sales price is $123,000. And for four bedrooms or more, the median sales price is $220,000. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with my husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
Good morning again, Jackie. I'm getting a lot of good information here.
This is excellent information. We are with Barbara McKnight, broker and owner of Home Point Management Company. How are you?
I'm terrific. It's great to be here with you and Pat.
We're so thrilled that you are now part of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate as an associate broker. And along with that, you brought your Home Point Management Company. You're out of our office. You're the broker and owner of that. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Our office is at 111 West Drinker Street in Dunmore, Pennsylvania. Zip code is 18512. We're located in the terrific office of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Our office telephone is 570-341-7045, and you can reach us pretty much at any time on that number.
You've been selling and listing real estate for about 25 years. How long have you been doing property management?
Well, actually, my very first job was with the property management company. This is back in the 70s. I hate to date myself with that. And I've kind of gone back and forth to it throughout my real estate career. But I've been involved in property management here in Pennsylvania for the last 10 years.
Okay, wonderful. What should someone look for that's considering a property management company? What do they look for in a property manager and a property management company?
Well, an investor owner should look for someone that is responsive, returns calls in a prompt fashion, is able to be reached easily and quickly, and has a track record. And by that, I mean someone that the investor owner can request perhaps reference letters or contact current and former customers of that property management company to get an actual bead on how that property manager and their company performed.
You are governed by a code of ethics as a property manager. You are a broker, an associate broker, you hold a real estate license. You have to be a real estate licensee to own a property management company, correct?
Yes, that is true. If you're going to manage single family homes, you must be licensed through the state of Pennsylvania. I am governed by the same code of ethics that you are, Jackie, as a realtor. That applies regardless of the actual specifics of a realtor's job. So a property manager that's licensed by the state must adhere to those same code of ethics.
You take away the headaches for somebody that owns property. You do the day-to-day activities regarding renting out that property, collecting rents, screening possible tenants. We talked about that in the first half of the show. We also talked about the difference between a property maintenance company and a property management company. So property management does everything. What are the fees associated with the services you provide, please?
Well, our fees are percentage and based on gross monthly rents. They generally run anywhere from about 7 to 10% of gross monthly rents collected.
What do you do monthly, weekly, quarterly for the people you work for, the landlords and the owners of those properties?
Well, weekly we accept calls from tenants that might be having an issue. They have a question on their lease. They may find themselves in a position that they have to break a lease or move out sooner than they expected. All of those kinds of day-to-day or weekly responsibilities fall on us, and we take care of them. The owners are notified of anything that's going on with their properties at any time. We make arrangements for maintenance. If the tenant is having a problem, again, a leaky faucet, a running toilet, the heat's not working, those types of things, we have a raft of vendors that we use. They're all licensed and insured and bonded, and we get them scheduled out to take care of the various issues a tenant may run into, because ultimately the property still does belong to the owner, and the owner is responsible for making sure that these types of things continue to function correctly. Monthly, we send out a monthly statement to the owners with their check. We can also do automatic bank transfers to a designated account. And they get all the original bills that we pay. We can pay all the utility bills for an owner. We prefer not to pay mortgages and taxes. So they get everything that they need for their tax returns at the end of the year as far as the expenses to the property.
That's a great thing, because I remember we owned a building at one time in Scranton, and I was a fireman down in the city, and I get a phone call in the middle of the night that the heat's not up at the building. And I'm like, well, you know, I really just can't run out of the firehouse to go and fix the boiler. So to have something like that is really great, to have somebody on site, especially for somebody who's out of state.
Right. Well, somebody that's out of state, what are they going to do if they're 2 hours or 3 hours away in New York City? They're not going to be able to just jump in their car and take care of it. We can make sure, I mean, I have myself, and as has my husband, who's my partner in the business, we have been out at places filling boilers in the middle of the night, because that's all the problem is that the boiler got a little low. Tenants may or may not be clear on how to fill them. So rather than having them overfilled, we go out and take care of it. Generally, we try to make sure that our plumbers get there the next day to find out why the problem occurred in the first place, but that's what we take care of on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis.
There are strict rules governing you have an escrow account, correct?
Yes, I do.
And there are strict rules as to what you can and cannot do. You can't commingle that money. You must do certain things, right?
That is absolutely correct. I must be able to, if the real estate commission walks into the office and wants to audit my trust account, and we get no notice that they're coming, they just can walk in the door and there they are. I have to be able to show them where every penny that's in my trust account, who it belongs to as of that particular day. Of course, I have an accounting system that I use to be able to provide that information. And I also hold the security deposits, which is also a trust account. And again, I have to be able to show to whom each dollar in that account belongs. And if I don't, I'm in violation, and we don't even want to talk about that.
Okay.
It's not good if that happens.
So if someone comes to you, wants you to provide them with the property management services that you provide, you do enter into a contract, correct?
Yes, we do have a written contract with that investor owner, yes.
Okay. And what is that? Just give me a general sense of what it does.
Well, it authorizes our firm to be able to represent the owner, not in the sense of a power of attorney necessarily, but they are giving us the authorization to rent the property, accept the rents, accept the security deposits, take the maintenance calls, do inspections, and everything that they would probably do if they were local, but they give us the authorization to do it. They also authorize us to appear in court specifically if there is an eviction on the tenant at some future point, so that they don't have to travel all the way here from wherever they live to attend a court hearing. They give us that authorization for that specific reason, and that's all.
So you take away headaches.
I do my best to take away the headaches.
You are the Tylenol.
She's the Excedrin of landlords.
So absolutely.
So monthly, the people you work for, the owners of these properties, the landlords, receive in writing from you a cash flow analysis, a statement stating what you brought in and what you paid out.
That's correct. Absolutely. They also receive copies of, or not copies, they receive original bills from either the utility companies or any vendors that may have had to visit the property, etc.
And you're taking care of snow removal, grass cutting, hedge cutting, and all of that as well.
Yes. The owner bears the expense of it, but we make sure it gets done.
Right,
yes.
Right. So they don't have to worry about calling somebody every couple so many weeks to do these things.
No, that we get it on the schedule, and then our company goes out and oversees the service provider, and they go out and cut the grass, and then when the seasons change, they go out and shovel the walks and so forth.
So in addition to those 2 a.m. emergency no heat calls, you are also overseeing the maintenance, the day-to-day maintenance of the property, keeping it tip-top shape.
Yes, absolutely.
Now,
didn't we get a call when we were in Florida one time, and didn't we get the call that they didn't have heat?
Possibly.
Yeah, that was great. That was good. I'm 1,200 miles away, and there's really not much I can do. And then we had to call a plumber, and you get charged for the whole thing, and it's something simple, like you said, water in a boiler.
Exactly.
You could have avoided all of that.
Right.
Right. Barbara, are landlords, owners required to shovel snow, cut grass for tenants, even on a single family residence, or can they put that on the tenant?
Well, that's where a lot of the problem comes in, because the landlords don't necessarily want to pay it. The tenants are living there and they feel like when they live there, they did it themselves, so the tenants should as well. The issue becomes one of liability, because if the tenant is hurt cutting the grass, trimming the hedges, cleaning out the rain gutters, shoveling snow, that could pose a liability concern for the owner of the property, because everything comes back to the owner of the property on this, because they are the ones that own it. So all of that responsibility is theirs. If it doesn't get done and the mailman slips and falls delivering mail, that lawsuit's going to land at the feet of the owner of the property, not the tenant that was supposed to do the snow removal, but yet didn't.
And you bring up a good point of liability, but also there's zoning ordinances, right, that are Scranton, you have to have it shoveled or cleared.
Right. Most of the boroughs and municipalities do have requirements about shoveling snow, especially in public areas where kids are walking to school, the mailman, delivery people, that kind of thing. In the city of Scranton, I mean, they're going to give you a citation if the grass is too long, if the snow isn't removed. And if the tenants are supposed to do it, even if it's in the rental agreement, but they choose not to, it isn't done, and that citation isn't going to go against the tenant. It's going to go against the owner of the building.
Excellent stuff that you're making me think about, and I'm sure many others. Barbara McKnight, broker owner of Home Point Management Company, also associate broker with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate in Dunmore. Would you give me your contact information once again, please?
Sure. We're located in the fabulous Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate office at 111 West Drinker Street in Dunmore, Pennsylvania, 18512. And our direct telephone number is 570-341-7045. Give us a call. We'd love to speak with you about your investment property.
Thank you, Barbara. Come back next week, would you please?
I certainly will. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you, Pat.
Yes, we have a well-maintained 3-bedroom home in Scranton at 338 North Lincoln Avenue for $70,400. This home has a covered front and rear porch, hardwood floors in the bathrooms, and a large fenced-in yard with a one-car garage. It also has a tiled bath and is in move-in condition. That's a 3-bedroom home at 338 North Lincoln Avenue in Scranton for $70,400, and that is listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And according to Realtor.org, the 20 hottest real estate markets this past summer were, number one, San Francisco, California, Denver, Colorado, Santa Rosa, California, Dallas, Texas, San Jose, California. Ann Arbor, Michigan, Boston, Massachusetts, Detroit, Michigan, Santa Cruz, California, and Sacramento, California. That's your old home state, isn't it? California made that list quite a bit.
That's where I was born and raised, actually. So, yes, indeed.
Very hot real estate
market. They're on a good list, not a bad list, so that's good to hear.
Yes, we're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Have a great weekend.